yeah. No, we're remarkably consistent. Prosecution, 16 and a half minutes. Caltrans, 16 minutes. MCM, 13 minutes. So I think we're all operating on the same playing field here. So with that, let's get into rebuttal, and we'll go prosecution, Caltrans, MCM.
This is Julie Macedo. I'd like to call a single rebuttal witness, Dean Pratt.
Hi, I'm Dean Pratt, engineering geologist for the Regional Water Board.
Dean, did you take the oath this morning?
I did.
Okay. I've placed in front of you a copy of the 2006 NOV. Do you recognize that document?
Yes, I drafted this NOV.
For the record, this is page number 249 in prosecution team's evidentiary binder, and because he's a rebuttal witness, I didn't make copies for everyone, but I handed them out to counsel. Dean, can you read the last paragraph on page 2 for me?
On October 6, 2006, Regional Water Board staff inspected a portion of the project, mainly the northern bridge area. During our inspection, staff observed use of a sedimentation basin on the gravel bar near the north bridge. Staff were informed that the same basin was used to dispose of water that contacted wet cement, as well as for the dewatering activities that caused the turbidity discharges described above. The basin appeared to be located below ordinary high water and within 100 feet of the live stream channel. Caltrans' application for water quality certification specifies that all sedimentation basins will be located a minimum of 100 feet from the live stream channel. Use of an unlined sedimentation basin for any purpose within 100 feet of the live stream channel violates additional condition 17 in the water quality certification. Discharges from the sedimentation basin may also be violations of additional conditions 7 and 12.
Is it your understanding that this paragraph refers to isolated pool B?
Yes, that's my understanding.
And does an NOV come along with a fine or an administrative civil liability penalty?
No, it supersedes any penalty. Or precedes, sorry, excuse me.
Okay, so it's simply notice of a violation.
Correct.
So you heard Sebastian Cohen testify earlier, and you heard Evan Payne testify earlier that there was some confusion about the ability to use isolated pool B. What was the date of this NOV?
October 30, 2006.
Okay, and do you know if this NOV was ever appealed?
I don't believe it was ever appealed.
Did you ever talk to a biological monitor about isolated pool B?
No, I did not.
Okay. So the last written communication you had with Caltrans indicates that use of isolated pool B was a violation.
Yes.
That's all I have for this witness. It does. Dean was put up basically to address Chair Member Harris's question and then Sam's earlier question about whether there was some confusion about isolated pool B and the communications from the regional board to the parties.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Caltrans?
No rebuttal.
Thank you. MCM?
None.
Thanks. We'll move to closing. I think you'd go in the same order.
That's fine.